This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is your call to action. Get prepared, America. Economy, survival, energy, disasters. This is USAprepares.com. Informative radio, educational radio. Interact now by emailing instructor at USAprepares.com or text at 434-390-7953. Class, please take your seats. Now, your instructor, Vincent Finelli.
And we're all set, cocked, locked, hour number two of USA Prepares. Kyle's with us in Montana, and I just wanted to get to one small point. Kyle mentioned products not being available, and it happened. It absolutely happened many times in the United States. In 1941, December of 1941, the United States was attacked by the Japanese. By March of 1942, like 4 months later, dog food could no longer be sold in tin cans. So as of April, like 5 months later after we were attacked, if you wanted to buy toothpaste, and they came in lead tubes back then. I know that because in the 50s and 60s, toothpaste came in lead tubes. You had to turn in the empty one in order to buy toothpaste. Now, it's not that they would refill them. It's just that we needed the metal from the toothpaste, the empty toothpaste tube, in order to make bullets. By June of 1942, you couldn't buy new metal office furniture. You know, desks were made out of metal, radios, televisions, phonographs, vacuum cleaners, washing machines, sewing machines, refrigerators. You couldn't get them. They stopped making them in 1942. And about a year later, after we were attacked, so this would be the end of 1942, there were ration coupons. If you wanted to buy a typewriter, you had to have a ration coupon to buy a typewriter, or a bicycle, or shoes, or rubber footwear, gasoline. If you wanted to buy something made out of silk or nylon, it was rationed. Well, heck, we were making parachutes out of that. If you wanted to buy fuel oil, it was rationed. If you wanted to buy a stove, it was rationed. Meat, shortening, butter, processed food in cans and bottles and frozen, it was rationed. Dried fruits were rationed. Canned milk, firewood and coal, jellies, jams, fruit butter, they're all rationed. So if you think that we're going to be able to go on, just buy whatever the heck we want, that was no longer the case in 1942. A few months after the Japanese attacked us. And Joe and company are rattling sabers with Russia. They've got nuclear weapons that know how, that have the directions to hit the United States. They know how to do it. And they can do it. We've made enemies all over the world. So I guess the word to the wise is be prepared. Make sure you have what you need, as if you will no longer be able to get it tomorrow morning. Now, I'm not saying we're going to be attacked tomorrow. I don't know. And don't believe me. But I do know that history repeats itself. And anyone who fails to understand history is doomed to repeat it. Kyle, back to you. You were talking about jacking up this Honda CRV, and there's a spot where... a small spot where you can access the stud, right?
Yeah, one spot where I could take this the stud. Now the stud has little grooves on the back side of it, and I've never done this on a Honda CRV before. But this little thing had a one spot as I was looking around and kind of watching it, where I could rotate the axle to the point to where I could drive this stud, hit it with a hammer, and drive it out. And then the new stud, you could take a pair of needle-nose pliers, hold on to the stud, pull it up through the hole, and align those little splines on the back of the stud, and then put the lug nut on it with some washers and use the lug nut to pull the new stud in. Now, I bring that up, and I realize that a lot of people are not going to be able to picture that or figure it. Okay, I realize that. And you can't really realize what Vince is talking about when you're talking about that electronic keyboard that he was working on. I've been around it, and I can't picture that completely. Okay, but what we're trying to get across here is the willingness to attempt something you haven't done before in order to become a little more self-sufficient. Now, you might have to start out, let's just say you start out with trying to do the front brakes on your car. You know what you might find out is, my goodness, I need some different kind of tools. Go down there and talk to a mechanic or talk to the parts, some of the parts guys at the different auto parts stores are ex-mechanics. They just like hurt their back or their shoulder or something and they can't do it anymore. Learn, be able to say, you know, I don't know what I'm doing, but I can right now while I've got YouTube, I can go on YouTube and they'll tell me what I need there. They tell me what tools I need. And then you can learn to do it yourself. That's the whole idea here, is trying to be, learn to be sufficient in what you can do. And then, but then again, I'm going to go back to this because it's so important. You must learn what you must be able to do. So what must you have? You absolutely must, if you live in a cold climate or even in a warmer climate, you're going to have winter. And there's winter all over the United States, all the time. It might not last very long in the South. It lasts quite a while up here in the North. The summers down there in the South, though, are brutal. And they're not bad up here. I don't need air conditioning here at all. I don't even have one. But there's things that where you live that you're going to need to be able to adapt to and think about and figure out what you must have. So if you've got an air conditioner, you might want to have a spare, or you're going to have to learn how to work on it. I come across a deal, Vince, and I don't need it right now. But this lady is having to move out of her house. She lost her house because she's an old widow. And these people that are cleaning her stuff up out of the house because they've helped her move into a small apartment and stuff. But she can't take near the stuff that with her because her husband died. She can't take near the stuff with her that she had in this huge house with a full basement. Can't be done. So she had a commercial 16 cubic foot freezer. And it's bought in 93, if I remember correctly, is what I looked up on that, or this other lady looked up. I didn't look it up, but I think she said, but it says commercial right on it. They usually have a little bit bigger compressor. They're a little bit more insulated. They're heavier duty in all every way. For $100, you can't buy anything for that for $100. So I bought it absolutely, and I'm just going to store it for right now. Eventually, I'm going to use it. So here's my thought process. My area inside of me that is fairly weak and that I don't know much about it is being able to evacuate and recharge air conditioning, I mean, not air conditioning, but refrigerators and freezers. I've learned a workaround on some things, like I've shared on the air before. Sometimes you can burp them and get them to come back and keep working. And I have one refrigerator and two freezers that's been working for me for 2 years now. Coming up about to the middle of summer will be 2 years. And none of them worked. And now they've been working, and all I did was burp them, which is I lay it on its side for 3 hours, and I tip it back up for 3 hours, and they just kick on. And I don't know how all that works necessarily, all the ins and outs of it. That's an area that I am a little bit weak in. But I can afford to buy a good used freezer for $100, and you can't even get a guy to come out here and work on your refrigerator or freezer for $100. So that's an area that I'm trying to prepare for, that I know that if we get into another war or there is any kind of a major supply chain disruption, that's an area that I have backup and backup to. I have two backups too, just for that reason. Imagine just for a minute while Vince was talking there. Imagine if Germany and Japan were the ones supplying all of our food and all of our material and all of our drugs and all of our clothing and all of our steel. Imagine if Germany and Japan were the ones providing that, and now we're in a world war with them. What do you think? What can you imagine that would look like? Oh, we are in a world of hurt, and we better prepare for the worst. Worst case scenario, if you prepare for the worst, it doesn't happen. That's the best case scenario for us, is if you prepare for the worst and the worst does not happen. Best case scenario for us. Then you just live cheaper than you would have lived if you didn't buy it. Because inflation is not going to stop, folks. You better wrap your mind around that. This inflation is here to stay, up to the point to where they hyperinflate the dollar completely away. And they want to do that. They want to hyperinflate the dollar into non-existence so that they can come in with a digital dollar and control every aspect of your life. Your comments, Vince.
Yeah, sure. Preparing for the worst, I was talking with Jeff Rentz the other night. He interviewed me, and we talked about how much food to eat, you know, how much we eat. And so if you were to prepare for the worst, and you said, gosh, you know, we ought to get some cans of vegetables, corn and green beans and baked beans, you know, when it's on sale, what's the worst thing that can happen? Well, I think you'll have to eat it. But if you buy what you're going to eat anyway, what's the problem with that? There is no problem. I can't think of a downside if you rotate your stock and if you eat it. And Kyle, I have a comment about the freezer. Is it a chest freezer or an upright freezer?
Chest.
Okay. When we come back, I've deployed this. I've experimented with this, and I think it works great. I talked with Frank about it. Frank's our appliance guy. I'll tell you what I've done with all of ours when we come back.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
Pencils, paper, notebooks, iPads. Class is now in session. USAPrepares.com. Educational radio. Set your memory to high power. Your USAPrepares.com instructor, Vincent Finelli, at the controls.
So, class, if you look at these chest freezers, the one Kyle's talking about is 16 cubic feet. I have 16, 15, 18, 20, and maybe just a little bit bigger than 20, not much bigger than 20. But they, all the ones that I've looked at operate on the same principle. They have a compressor, and they have the cold coils, which cools the inside of the chest freezer, and mechanically attached to the skin of the inside of the chest freezer. Actually, it's not where you can see. It's on the far side of the skin, of the inside of the chest freezer. That's where the cold coils are. And then to exchange that heat that's being removed from the inside of the box is another set of coils mechanically attached to the outside skin, but inside of the outside skin. So you can't see the coils. And if you feel your chest freezer, you'll find that it's warm on the sides and the front, and sometimes the back. And so the compressor is working to remove the heat from the inside of the box and dumping it outside, so the air surrounding the chest freezer gets warm, or warmer. So that's where the heat is moved to the outside skin. Now what I've done was I've taken a box fan, and I've blown it on the outside skin, and it makes it cooler, and the compressor doesn't have to work as hard. And I thought, you know what, it works. But it'd be better if we removed the heat from the compressor before it goes to the outside skin to be exchanged with the air. surrounding the the chest freezer. So I took a 3-inch hole saw, and there's usually a ventilated plate that covers the compressor. That's where the temperature control is. You have to be careful when you do this. So I took the cold control off the thermostat, and I screwed the cover plate to a piece of wood, a large plank of wood, and I drilled a hole, a 3-inch hole, and then I mounted an old computer fan. Now, when I say computer fan, I'm not talking about personal computer. I'm talking about like a mainframe type computer. So it's a 3-inch or 4-inch fan. You can get them both sizes. And I cut that hole out and used machine screws and screwed the fan on the outside of this cover plate. So you can see the fan. It sticks out. And you can hear it. But it blows air right into that cavity where the compressor is, and it cools it way down. So we're cooling it from, let's say, 150 degrees down to maybe 90 or 100 degrees. It works great. And I believe that we're using a third to half the electricity that we would normally use. So I have it wired in so when the compressor comes on, the fan comes on. When the compressor's off, the fan's off. And you can do that. You can figure out how to do that. And I believe that the material that I've read from the manufacturers of the Kenmores and the Whirlpools and the Montgomery Wards freezers that we have say that, you know, depending on the outside temperature, you know, the room that the chest freezer's in, how long that compressor will run. And those things run 50% and more of the time. So we're talking 12 hours a day these things are running. Well, ours don't, because I added this fan. Now, could the manufacturers have added the fan? Absolutely. Did they? No. And I've also measured the thickness of the walls of the chest freezers. And they vary. Some of them are 1¾ inches thick. Some are 1½ inches thick. Some are about 2 inches thick. So there's more insulation in some, less insulation in others. But the bottom line is it works way better if you put a fan on the compressor. And you can do it. And what do the fans cost? I pay about $15 shipped for used computer fans. And they have a grill to prevent you from cutting off your fingers when the fan's running. They really, really work well. But, you know, they're old. They're like 30 years, 40 years old when I get them. So what I do is I take them apart and pack the bearings. They have ball bearings on the end. So as soon as I get it, I plug it in, see if it what it sounds like. And then I pack the bearings anyway. And if the bearings are shot, I just let the seller know that the bearings are no good, and they send me another one. So, but I repack the bearings. And I expect they're going to last another 20 years. So the bottom line is what Kyle's telling you about, $100 for a freezer. A replacement new Chinese freezer that says, the new name for General Electric, Haier, H-A-I-E-R, I think it's spelled. They're junk. They're junk, and they won't last very long. Kyle's will last longer than a new one, and a new one's $1,000, not $100.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
USA USA News Update. Many parts of the southern U.S. grappling with severe storm damage and tornadoes, including twisters reported in Louisiana and Texas Wednesday. High winds, hail, and heavy rain drenched and pelted communities all across the south. Also, the start of Thursday morning's PGA Masters Golf Tournament delayed due to bad weather. Officials with Augusta National say it was pushed to 9 a.m. Eastern. Break me off a piece of that Krispy Kreme donut?
Krispy Kreme is unveiling three fresh flavors of Kit Kat donuts for a limited period. Donuts and candy enthusiasts alike can select from the Kit Kat Cookie Dream Donut, the Kit Kat Salted Caramel Brownie Donut, and the Kit Kat Crunch Donut.
The list of charges filed against Kansas City Chiefs wide receiver Rashee Rice has been released in connection with that hit-and-run crash he caused on a Dallas interstate. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now. For prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance, it's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
It's gonna be sliding.
What are today's hot?
Last year,
God, you're
take my when you go
for 2 seconds.
Class is back in session. Turn up the volume. USAPrepares.com with the original survival economist, Vincent Fennelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah. So I want to go into a couple of thoughts here real quick. Folks, I want you to think about the kind of drivel that the news spews out on a consistent basis. Who cares? I want you to ask yourself about some of the stuff that comes across the news. Stuff that don't affect your life, that won't change anything, that doesn't give you the real picture of your life and what you're having to live in. It's nothing but a distraction. And I know it can be depressing to have to look at reality of what you're having to live in. But if you don't look at the reality of what you're having to live in, you can't prepare correctly or do anything to make your life a little better. If all you're doing is thinking about the drivel that the mainstream media leads you to be thinking about, you are going to be lost. You'll be brain dead. I told my mom listens to too much TV, and I told her, I said, Mom, you know what? When I sit here and I have her turn it off, because when I sit here and listen to this TV that you have on, I feel like I've lost a few IQ points just from sitting and listening to this for an hour. So turn that off. Look at what you're really having to deal with. If you're a woman, I realize you're not going to be doing a lot of the stuff that Vince and I talk about with automobiles and freezers and all of these different things. But what can you do? Have you got enough room to have a couple of chickens? Can you learn a little bit about how to take care of chickens cheaply so that the eggs that you get don't cost you more than the eggs that you're paying for at the supermarket? How can you do it cheaply? How can you make it efficient? Can you learn to make things from scratch? Can you make a pie crust from scratch? Can you make your own bread from scratch? Kathy is on here every other week, and her and my wife talk about this kind of stuff all the time. They're exchanging ideas and recipes for women to be for each other, because both of them want to know how to do things better. You've got to have that thought process in your mind. What can you grow? What do you have room for? Can you, if you're just a single woman or you're a widow or something, can you get somebody to till up a ground that's 10 foot by 10 foot in your area right there? And then once it's tilled up, you can maintain it. But what's the easiest and best ways to maintain it? What can you grow in that could help supplement your lifestyle so that if that's not going to be enough. A 10-foot by 10-foot garden isn't going to be anything other than it will give you confidence. Once you succeed, it will give you confidence to be able to do more. But if you don't start, it's like the old adage, you know, the 1,000-mile journey starts with the first step. Same thing is true. Vince and I have been working on this stuff since we were little kids. Literally, I remember being so small, I was sitting underneath the truck, and I was sitting upright, sitting on my butt with my legs crossed, watching my dad tear out a transmission. So we've been doing this since we were little bitty kids. We were raised with it. But if you have to start now where you are, start. Just do something that you know you can do, or something that you don't know how to do and doesn't look terribly daunting to you, but that you figure you can figure out, or that you can go on YouTube while it's available, or a cookbook if you've got them, because you can go to the used bookstore and buy cookbooks till the cows come home next week. There's thousands of them there that people are just getting rid of them because they're going to all of the electronic stuff. Buy a few cookbooks. If you like Chinese food, buy one. Buy one on how to do Oriental cookery and start doing it while you can. I cannot emphasize this enough. You got to figure out what you can do, and then you got to figure out what you must do in order to make your life able to survive this stuff that's coming. Because if you don't listen to the drivel of the news and you just pay attention to what is happening with the supply chain now already, what is happening on our southern border, what is happening with inflation all across the board, what is happening with your food supply? I have seen so many empty shelves in this last year than I have seen in the rest of my life combined. Never have I ever seen grocery store shelves bare. I've never seen it. And yet it is. So this is the reality of the life that these communists that have taken over our government are giving us. Think about the things that they are reporting to you. Biden is trying to, he comes and says, well, I don't know if I have the power or authority to close the southern border. Think about that. How stupid can you be? Trump already tried to do it, and you stopped him as soon as you got in office. Think about the things that they're telling you. Learn to reason. If you don't know how, learn to back up from the situation and get a 10-foot view, and then learn to get a 100-foot view, and then learn to get a bird's-eye view, because the bird's-eye view is going to be the one that saves your life. Your comments, Vince.
Yeah, you mentioned cooking, and there's a wonderful book. It was written in the 1800s. It's available on eBay right now. Mrs. Beaton's Everyday Cookery. That's one. She's got a whole bunch of books out there. Mrs. Beaton's Household Management. So for $13, $6, $12, you can buy them. We bought them. Gwyneth talked about them, and she's absolutely right. It's tried and true. It works great. And if you like Chinese cooking, same thing. Get a cookbook. And you might find out that a lot of the Chinese cookbooks, the Oriental cooking books, are written by the same gal. Different names, same gal. Absolutely true. And you were talking about dribble. And dribble means, it also means lies sometimes. So here's some dribble. And people were paying attention to this. So a couple months ago, there was a guy who used to throw a ball around on the football field. His name is O.J. Simpson. And he's 76. Well, he said his health was good. 2 months later, he's dead of prostate cancer. So he got diagnosed with prostate cancer. He said his health is good, and he's dead. So what I'm saying is, don't believe anything. I mean, really? Don't believe anything that you hear, see, or read in the media. And that's just one example. His health is good. Well, not that good. 60 days later, he's dead. And you mentioned Kathy. Kathy is a USA Prepares instructor. She alternates with Kyle on Thursdays, every other Thursday. Kyle's on, and the other Thursday, Kathy's on. And she talks about domestic engineering. And she now, I believe, more than ever, works with her husband, holding up the other end of the board, helping him with the wrenches, turning the wrenches, those kinds of things. She's been doing it for a very, very long time. I'm pretty sure the same thing. That's the same thing that happens here at our farm. Mrs. Finella does the same thing. I'm sure Kyle's wife does the same thing, helps him. Bottom line is, what I've explained to our class, Mrs. Finella, privately, I'm not going to be here forever. And if she survives me, there's a million things she's got to know how to do. And she realizes that. And Mrs. Finella has been turning wrenches with me and working with me on cars. I met her in fourth grade. So we've been doing this for a long time. We went to different high schools. And we went to different universities. Then we went to the same university because she wanted to spend time with me. So I was going for my master's, and in order to spend time with me, she went for her master's so she could sit next to me in class. I mean, that's how we spent time together. So we tried to make our time count. No vacations. We don't do stupid things, and we don't waste time. So what Kyle's talking about is you really need to pay attention. You really need to work on your plan. You need to have meals together. You need to sit down at the kitchen table, breakfast, lunch, and dinner, whenever you can, and talk about what's happening and what you need to do, what you don't like to have happen to you, and prepare to make sure it doesn't happen. That means the Chinese-type fire drill where you shut off the breakers on your breaker panel on Friday night at 6 o'clock in the evening, and then you suffer through what it's like to not have electricity for 3 hours. 9 o'clock, you can turn the breakers back on. But you simulate a power outage, a grid-down situation, and you go, oh, man, it's terrible. And then you look for the matches, you look for the candles, you look for the flashlight, you find out the batteries are dead, you can't find the matches, where to put the candles anyway? And then you realize what you don't like, and you write all that down, and then you make sure that you're prepared for when it really happens. Kyle, back to you.
Yeah, that's exactly correct. You know, I guess the main thing that I feel like, Vince, because I've run into a few people in the last couple of weeks, that their common thread was they couldn't seem to perceive reality. They couldn't seem to understand the times and the things that they're actually living through right now. They're living it, and you could ask them things like, "Well, how are you getting by financially?" "Oh man, it's tough. I mean, we can't hardly afford to do this, and can't hardly afford to buy this, and can't hardly afford to go out anymore." And I thought to myself, go out anymore? You go down to McDonald's now and it's 10 or 10 bucks for a bloomin' hamburger. Go out anymore? Your priorities are insane. So anyway, I'll pick this up a little bit on the other side, because I really want to try to help people learn how to think. I think it's so important.
So anybody that goes to McDonald's or any of the fast food joints is an idiot. Don't do it. It's not good food. It's not good for you. It's engineered to taste good, get you addicted to it, and overcharge you for it.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@gcnlive.com.
Are you curious about what might be missing from your diet and supplement choices?
Take a free health assessment to identify your possible nutrient deficiencies. As a certified holistic health coach, I will help you assess and prioritize a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at TeamG'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at TeamG'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. TeamG'day.com. TeamG'day.com.
No whining. Only expert guests and seasoned opinions. Instruction that matters. At the controls, Vincent Finelli.
Kyle's with us. Kyle, back to you.
Okay, so I'm going to use this that example of the restaurant idea and people thinking, and I'm going to jump to this 10, 100, and bird's eye view. What can you look at that's within 10 feet of your life on a consistent basis that you can change? What is there, and analyze it. I want you to analyze it. Think about it. What's within 10 feet of you that could be better, that could be figured out, that you don't know how to do, that you need to learn how to do, that you must learn how to do in order to survive if everything went crazy? So then what's within 100 feet? What's within 100 feet of you? What is there out there that you can look at that's 100 feet away that you can think, man, I can fix that. I can learn how to do that. Or what is there 100 feet from me that has to be done so that I can be ready for next winter? Or I can be ready for my garden in the spring. What is there that's within 100 feet of me that I could do? What can I actually look at all of these little tiny specific things that are 100 feet outside of my purview right now that I can fix? And then all of a sudden, what is a bird's eye view look at it? So if you're in a bird's eye view and you're looking down on your place from 300 feet in the air, all of a sudden you start looking around your area. Wow, what is there? Man, what is out there that I need to figure out? What can I do for the next, that will affect me for the next year? For the next 6 months? For the next 3 months even? Think about just that far ahead. What is there on a bird's eye view that could affect me through next winter? think about those things. Really consider them. Let your mind literally work and not absorb the dribble and the lies. The Biden administration right now is trying to shut down what they call the gun show loophole. Basically, it's infringing on the Second Amendment. How do you prepare for that? How do you prepare for that so that you're not caught up in the trouble that they are going to bring to your door? Better think about it. Vince, to you.
Okay, so, Kyle, when you refer to the gun show loophole, that's vernacular that they use. I'm talking about the corrupt administration. There is no such thing as a gun show loophole. It is your right to be able to buy a rifle, pistol, shotgun, revolver. It's your right. So there is no loophole. That is a vernacular that kind of leads to people to think that something is wrong. People who use this loophole, that's in air quotes, is wrong. There's nothing wrong with it. And it's not a loophole. It's your right. Okay? So Kyle using that term is not his term. That's the term that they use in the generally dumb media. Okay, so what can you do right now? Well, here's what we've done. I just looked up the price of a loaf of bread. The price of a loaf of bread is sky high. The least expensive in the country right now is Nevada, $1.65. The most expensive is $5.98. This is for a loaf of bread under the current regime with hyperinflation. Okay, in Missouri, a loaf of bread is $2.76 on average. It costs me, with electricity, with the oil, with the yeast, the salt, the flour, the water, everything, and electricity, 75 cents. Now, that's with hyperinflation. It used to cost half that a couple years ago before Joe got his way, right, and destroyed the economy. I can make almost four loaves of bread for the price of one store-bought average cost loaf of bread. Now, what does that mean? That means I don't have to go to the store for bread. What do people go to the store for all the time? Bread and milk, right? All the time. So we go like once a month. We have freezers. We keep our vegetables frozen. We dehydrate. We freeze vegetables. We grow our own as much as we can. It's not easy. But we have it. We have it, and we're not dependent on the other guy. Our son had a friend, and he was invited over, and she pointed up at the ceiling and said, "Yeah, fan doesn't work." And our son said, "I can fix that." And the father said, No, we're going to call a guy. We're going to call a guy, and he's going to come fix it. No, don't mess with it." I guess they thought that Bam couldn't do it. Well, they called the guy. The guy said $300 to change the fan. They already had a replacement fan, just to take the old one out, put the new one in. The guy said, "You know what? That's crazy. $300? That's crazy." That's what being dependent on other people is like. Don't do it. Kyle, back to you.
Amen. I agree.
Kyle, thank you so much. I'll see you in a couple weeks.
Evil Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.